Better Than, written by Roger Meyer, read by Shane Browning. Mankind is always seeking something better than what we currently have. We want something stronger, lighter, faster, cheaper, safer, longer lasting, and more effective. We want the proverbial better mousetrap, but what really is best for you? Even little children recognize some things are better than others. For example, my childhood bicycle had only one speed. Later bicycles had 3 speeds, and then 10 speeds. Our old wall-mounted crank ringer telephone was replaced by better phones many times over the years. Today, manufacturers continue to hawk the latest and greatest cell phones. Televisions get bigger and better every year, and the newest and fastest computer we buy today will be called a dinosaur the following week. Like the line in the old Irving Berlin song from the musical Annie Get Your Gun, they crow, quote, "Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you," unquote. But sometimes the things that are truly better aren't so obvious, and may even go against our human reasoning. For instance, most would say that having more money is better than less money, but that isn't necessarily so. The Bible says, quote, "A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked," unquote. Psalm 37, verse 16. Having little but knowing how to live right and avoid many of life's troubles is better than having great riches along with great troubles. Proverbs 15, verse 16. Most would say that dining in a 5-star restaurant is better than eating at a fast food restaurant or having a simple meal at home. The Bible tells us that a plain dinner of vegetables in a loving environment is better than a steak dinner in a hateful one. Proverbs 15, verse 17. God's Word tells us that getting wisdom is better than rubies, silver, and gold, Proverbs 8, verse 11 and verse 19, and that, quote, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city," unquote, Proverbs 16, verse 32. An oft-quoted statement from the English historian, Sir John Dalberg Acton, is that, quote, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely," unquote. History is replete with examples of mighty rulers with great riches, power, and ability who utterly lacked character and self-control. Many have put their confidence and trust in a leader, a boss, a partner, a banker, a lawyer, a broker, a minister, a spouse, or confidant, but some have been cheated, robbed, or betrayed by the same. God says it is better to trust in Him than to put confidence in mortals. Psalm 118, verse 8. As was true in patriarchal times, some still regard having sons as better than having daughters, partly due to inheritance laws and maintaining property in the family's name. In the biblical story of Ruth, the Jewess, Naomi, had lost her husband and both of her sons. Ruth, her widowed Moabite daughter-in-law, stayed with Naomi and helped to support her. The story resolves with Ruth marrying Boaz and having a son who will be a progenitor of the kingly line of David and Christ. The women tell Naomi that she is blessed and that Ruth is better to Naomi than 7 sons. Ruth chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Many know of cases of injustice where the good have been punished instead of the evil. God's Word tells us it is better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. 1 Peter 3, verse 17. Our current culture abounds in excesses of vanity and self-exaltation. Many worship those who are rich, famous, and powerful. Hollywood stars, celebrities, sports idols, and business and political leaders. Though many may be humble and poorer in status, wealth, and influence, God's Word tells us we should esteem others better than ourselves. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Jesus Christ Himself set the greatest example of this virtue when He told the sinning and hypocritical Pharisees, men of power, that He came to help those who were in need, rather than hobnob with the best of people. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. To find knowledge of God's way that is truly better than man's way of human reasoning, read our booklet, The Bible, Fact or Fiction?